Blog Talk Radio.
Let me clean that again. Yeah. All right. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the realms of the new long sun, a temple is erected to unite the realms of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the realms of the new long sun, a temple is erected to unite the realms of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the realms of the new long sun, a temple is erected to unite the realms of the humans and the mighty ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the realms of the new long sun, a temple is erected to unite the realms of the humans and the shining. Our circle is now cast. Sentinels of the East, hear me. Guardians of the watchtowers of the East, of air, of new thought, of inspiration, of new beginnings. We ask that you join us on this day, on Samhain. We ask for your balance, guidance, and wisdom. It is with deepest love and with deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Now I want you to visualize as I face the east as the wind blows. With my athame, I carve a pentacle into the air.
And on you, it fills with a yellow light until it's completely filled, forming a glowing, bright, yellow sun.
Followed by this affirmation that the elements have joined us three times. Sentinel is with us. Janice, we invoke the omen of the south.
I see you, sun. I see you, warmth. I see you, heat. I see you, blood. Passion rise from within. I see lust. I see scorched essence. I see you. I hear your pulse. I see you, amber, centrine, ruby, topaz. I hear your heartbeat. I am you. I am climbing like the salamander. I am South. Hail and welcome, South.
Hail and welcome. Affirmation. Oh. Oh. Sentinels of the West, hear me. Guardians of the watchtowers of the West, of intuitive intelligences, emotion, of water. Join us today. Share with us your balanced wisdom and guidance. Guardians of the watchtowers of the West, hear us. Grant us this balanced wisdom. Today we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Is on. Invoke the omen of the north. Are you there, Brett Hillman? I will invoke the omen of the north. Oh, he was just there. Everybody remain in that state. Go ahead, Brett.
Last invoked, but not last in thought. Guardians of the Watchtower of the North, keep us grounded on this, the day that the veil is weakest. We ask for your guidance and wisdom. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
Father God,
Father of the sky, singer of the great wheel and lord of the dance, the time of the stage is upon us.
As we enter Death's Gateway, we know the time of the hunter will return. We ask you to join us today. Father, we ask for your balanced wisdom and guidance. It is with deepest love and the deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Nice, we invoke the goddess.
Greetings, dark Isis. You who give birth, death, and rebirth. You who give the funerary tip. Walk with us, for our journeys are hard. Bless your children. Repair us when we are broken. Shield us with your mighty wings as we cross the threshold of now and forever. Be with us now. Welcome, dark Isis. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Ancestors.
Ancestors, those that came before us, this, ultimately your day. Stalin, where the veil is the weakest, we ask that you join us, and honoring you, we ask that you remind us of where we come from, and guide us where we are going. And in this spirit, we ask, we say, hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome.
Simple one. It'll start off with a basic prayer of thankfulness. I would like to thank the powers in the universe, the Lord, the Lady, the ancestors, very simply, for the amazing journey that this year has been, as this is our 1 year anniversary. It started with the beginning of the wheel of the year and will continue. All beginnings and endings, beginnings and endings as it goes. I'm thankful for everybody that I've met. That includes some of the great people in the chat room, Melissa, Marcy, Brett, Janice. I'm thankful that my brother could join us here to play some drums. And I think of all the amazing connections I've made over the last year since starting this adventure. So I simply, quietly say thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would as well like to take a time, as the candle is lit, for anyone out there in the tradition of Samhain, to think of those that have passed. There are even those connected to our network that have, that is, you know, Kevin's father and grandmother. I'm going to do it silently. So we'll have a moment of silence here to remember those that have passed. Initiated by three symbols. We were never born, and we never die. I would now like to invite, I see we have Jesse on the line. Are you there, Jesse?
I am here.
Hi, Jesse.
Cutting open a door to the circle to let you in, and of course, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing very, very well, thank you. Very
good.
Well. How is everybody there?
We're doing well.
I'm doing well.
As you heard, we're engaged in our ritual here. We're still in the circle. We're still in the space. So what I'm going to do now is a very simple divination. Maybe just one card.
Okay.
And I'll shuffle, and I'll have Janice tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay.
How about some shuffling drums, Scott? Okay. Okay, she told me to stop. Both of them?
Yeah.
I was mid-shuffle. Well, very interesting two cards. But the last one is, of course, the Empress. And, of course, I was doing the reading for the show and sort of loosely for all those around us and everything we're doing. And it was the Ten of Cups reversed, meaning I'm seeing that as meaning in the past some rough going, getting things rolling,
yes.
And get to start sort of the new, I guess, family. And because
yes.
Cups often involves, you know, family and all of that.
Very
but lots. Good. But the Empress is the one afterwards. And the Empress.
Very good card.
Yeah. That's the great fertility goddess. It's the great mother, literally sort of the goddess mother birthing new things. And I'm going to look at it. Clean up all this deck here. So there's no guided meditation or active power of that sort. It was simply just a prayer in the moment of silence and a divination. And are you there, Brett?
I'm here.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Happy Samhain, Brett.
Yes. Happy Samhain.
Happy Samhain.
And I'm checking the
line. Lady Bless.
Absolutely. She can keep her fertility, thank you. Marcy said in the chat room. She has five kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello.
We came from a family of five, actually.
I came from a family of five.
Wow, what the fives going on?
Where are you?
I am the middle child.
Ah, it's like Dan.
That's right, I'm right in the middle.
Yeah.
We both needed attention, so we had to have a talk show.
Middle child.
And the Reverend Scott Samuel Michael is joining us, by the way, for those of you who are wondering. And we're not quite done with your drum duties yet.
No, I'm just stressed.
Brett.
Yes.
Are you there? How's your school going and all that?
Wonderfully. Just got my grades, and I'm getting no lower than a 4 at the moment. So.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Great.
How much did that cost you? Just kidding.
But,
and then, of course, I had to be the smart one and pick 16 credit hours for next semester. So I will be busier than I am even this semester.
Oh.
Why? Why?
I need to get this done.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, my brother said he did 21 once in a semester, and it almost killed him. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm going to do now. Very simple ritual of recognition, appreciation, thankfulness, and a divination. And I'm going to go ahead and break down this circle. And I'm going to start, Brett, with you releasing the ancestors.
Ancestors, thank you for being with us this day. We ask for your continued guidance for this, the new year. We ask, we release you from anything your duties for now, and we wish you a real restful night. Stay if you will, go if you must. We wish you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell. Janice, will you devoke and release the goddess?
Greetings, Dark Isis. You who give us birth, death, and rebirth, thank you for being here and guarding and shielding us during this rite of Samhain 2012. Please continue to guide and shield us through the coming year. Go if he must, stay if he will. Hail and farewell.
Hail
and farewell.
Mystery of mystery, Father of the sky, beloved Father God, Saturnos, we thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance on this Samhain day. It is with deepest love and with deepest respect we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Sentinels of the watchtowers of the north, thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Janice. Sentinels, guardians of the watchtowers of the west, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day. We bid you hail.
Farewell.
Hail.
Farewell.
Afternoon sun, thank you for your blessings. I have seen your heat. I have felt your blood. I have tasted your strength. Thank you, south, for all your blessings. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Thank you, guardians of the watchtowers of the east, of air and inspiration, new thoughts, new beginnings, new ideas, of my birth element sign, and Janice's as well. It's with deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
I have never played before.
I am one with the spirit. Ashe, Ashe, and that was made by my very good friend, Queen Mother Amaku. That's her song, and I love it very dearly. And tonight, it's Thursday night, 7:03, time for World Reggae Party. And, ha-ha, it's my first year at World Reggae Party from 10/11, 2011 to 10/11/2012. I got a clap machine. Let me get it. Okay. We're both clapping.
I do have a clap machine, though.
And World Reggae Party. World is my mission. Reggae is my message. And party is my goal. Tonight we have a special guest, and he's one of my friends, and we both host Main Street Universe together, and his name is Daniel Nolan Michael. Yay! And he's here to sing a Bob Marley song for us. He will sing the classic No Woman, No Cry. So without further ado, we have Daniel Michael, No Woman, No Cry, on World Reggae Party with Goddess Janice.
Here's sort of my version on this.
Government yard in Trench Town, observing all the hypocrites as they would mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we had, good friends we lost along the way. In this great future, you can't forget your past. So dry your tears, I say. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Here, little darling, don't shed no tears. No woman, no cry. I said I remember when we used to sit in the government yard in Trench Town, and then Georgie would make the fire light as it was logwood burning through the night. Then we would cook cornmeal porridge, of which I'll share with you. My feet is my only carriage, so I've got to push on through. Everything's gonna be alright. 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 No woman, no cry. She's just a woman now. No
See, I told you I had a clapping machine. So that was my friend Daniel Nolan Michael with No Woman, No Cry.
Okay, and we're back. I'm going to turn everybody's mic back on. We got two.
That was great. Thank you.
Jesse and Brett, their mic is sort of on the way. I pressed the button, but it takes a while to turn back on. out here in the studio sometimes. Sometimes it takes like 30 seconds when you press the button for the microphone to come on, which can be tricky when you're doing reading shows sometimes.
Yes.
You got to press it kind of well ahead of time and keep rambling on, but I've been told I have the gift to ramble.
Yes, we both do.
So.
That middle
no,
child
you don't
thing.
Ramble at all,
it's that middle child thing, so.
Not at all.
Huh?
I actually have a question before I sadly must depart for this week.
Oh, okay.
So my question is, what are your plans for Samhain?
Well, I plan on sharing this amazing holiday with the public, as I have a public job. And I will be working with them, probably handing them snacks.
Well, I've been celebrating since Friday. So I have done three rituals. Two of them were I was south. Well, three of them, actually, because I'm south today as well. I did a crowning of the crow with my boyfriend and two other people, which is something that one of the shamanistic students had wrote, and she wanted us to do it. Tonight, I think there's going to be a bonfire, but I have to check in on that. And, you know, praying to the ancestors and giving offerings. That's what I plan to do.
And we have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and take them. Let's see. It takes a minute for that button sometimes, as I said.
Well,
but very, you did three rituals, huh?
Yes, since Friday. We started Friday.
And you did a Fellowship of Isis thing recently.
Yes.
In beautiful Salt Lake City. I don't think you really feel like
Salt Lake City
visiting again, but
maybe one more time, but only for that special student.
I'm going to guess you might have felt a bit, I'm trying to say this kindly, unique when you were there.
Oh yes, there's not a bit of me there, so.
A little short on
minority influence. So, but I did get to see the countryside and
to the place. So,
what?
Go ahead, Brett.
You brought a little bit of the influence to the place. So.
That's right, some flavor. You gave Salt Lake City
some flavor. Yes. What are you planning to do tonight, Brett?
Well, this will be the first night of Samhain. I've been thinking for a long time. I feel like I've been lax in my spiritual practice in a lot of ways, and I was thinking of Samhain as a way to kind of get back into it. And so I will be doing a prayer each night for the seven nights for the next week.
Okay.
Tonight I will do a prayer of rededication to my goddess.
Ah,
very
tomorrow
good.
I will do a prayer of rededication to my God. Then the next 4 days will be one to each of the elements. And the last one will be to my ancestors. One for each night.
Very good.
Ancestors being particularly good for this time. And also,
very good for this time.
As well, we're going to be soon approaching waning moon time. So that'll be a good time to do like prayer meditation stuff, you know, to get the inner temple in order sort of thing.
Yes, do the inner cleaning of the body, which is the temple, and to meditate. So the time after Samhain, because, you know, we have Samhain, Halloween tonight, Day of the Dead tomorrow, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Gede Festival for those who do Vudan, they're all coming up.
The Day of the Infants as well.
Yes.
I will be going to a dinner with some girlfriend and some of her more spiritually minded friends tonight, and probably after that I will do my first prayer. Then Friday I will be going to a bonfire with them, and I will be spending it with the amazing Lady Dame. Dame, which
Lady who?
You may or may not know. Lady Dame.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I love bonfires.
You might not.
I love bonfires. I hope the one that's tonight still goes on.
So, well, it is rather cold because of the storm in a lot of places, but I don't think the weather has been horribly affected after the aftermath for most places. So chances are it will go on.
Oh, no, Sandy was pretty cool here.
Yeah, I know it was bad other places, but it was here. And when I was doing a show that night, and I wished I had stepped outside for a longer period of time, because there was a time when I opened the door, and it sounded really cool. It was kind of a whoa, kind of this ominous kind of sound to it. I love storms, but I don't love losing power, though. So I'm sort of a
losing power sucks.
I'm a typical, you know, I guess Westerner or whatever in that way. That I want it both ways. I love the storm and I hate losing my internet connection.
Yes. And now blessings to those affected by Sandy in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York.
New York, some places got there was a bridge underwater. Here, actually, to the east. Jesse sent me a picture of that. And also, I think we have on the line, is that you, Melissa?
That is me.
Hey, hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
And how's this year been for you? I know there's been definitely a lot of changes for you.
This year, this Samhain is, it's the show's 1 year anniversary, and I know things are coming full circle for you, but it's also coming full circle for me because this was the first Sabbath I ever celebrated last year, and now I'm celebrating it again in entirely different circumstances. So it's fantastic the way the turning of the wheel has just brought me not quite full circle, but to a place much, I don't know. I'm doing good.
Okay.
All right. Yes. And I know you went through a lot this last year, a huge year of change for you.
I'm now living in a completely new place, a new and absolutely wonderful place. And it's been a very, very much a year of growth.
Yeah, and hopefully they all are, and hopefully growing the trees, you know, growing in the right direction.
Yeah.
And that's good to hear. I've heard where you're at is a really lovely part of the country. I've never been there, but I do have a sister that moved to Maine, so I do have.
Yeah, Maine's very pretty.
I have some other New England family as well, Connecticut and other folks, and. She seems to like it. She didn't really get a real Maine winter last year, but she might this year.
I don't think anyone got a real winter last
year. What part of Maine is she in? Because I know Mainers who only count certain parts of Maine as actual Maine. If you're south of Portland, you're not really in Maine and not really subsequent to real hardcore Maine weather.
That's interesting.
I've been to Portland. It's pretty.
Oh, it's a gorgeous city. I love the cliffs there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Am I saying something?
I'm sorry. I will step away now, guys. I hope you all have a wonderful year. Blessed Samhain once more.
Blessed Samhain, Brett.
Spirit in any way bless you this year. And I mean that to everyone that's listening and will listen in the next weeks and months. As Daniel puts it, listen to yesterday, today, tomorrow.
<That's>,
or something to that effect.
This week, next week, last week, or however I say it. In the archive section.
Definitely listen to the
archive. I wish you all blessings, either then or now. So,
bright blessings to you, Brett.
There's your symbol. Microphone off. Okay. And it'll slowly turn off. I hit the button. So, Melissa, did you find a new job out there? You don't have to give details if you don't want to on the air too much. I was just curious. Are you working now?
I am currently working on some small business ideas, but I'm also currently I've got an interview coming up for a nanny position. So, I'm working on it, but I am keeping very busy. I've been in my spare time spending a lot of time walking beaches. For those of you who don't know, I live on Cape Cod in Massachusetts now, and it's this insanely dynamic landscape where you will walk in the same place and it will look completely different the next day just because of the way the tides shape it. And I've been gathering a lot of natural material from those beaches to make jewelry, and I'm going to have an Etsy store up soon.
Oh,
very good.
Cool.
Current endeavor, yeah.
And that seems to be the way to go during this. Though it's getting better. We're still kind of in the recession, but lots of people looking internally and going, oh, I'm going to start a little something. And use
yes, it's my big internal year, too. But I thank the goddess and the god in all their forms for bringing Main Street Universe to me as well as World Reggae Party. It's definitely been keeping me out of trouble. And keeping me motivated. So it's just a matter of time.
You heard I was singing on that. That's we were playing. I was singing on Janice's show. I just learned that song that day.
It sounds great. I am just so proud.
I think the mic could have been a little hotter or something.
Yeah.
It was funny because there was people outside saying they were giving us the turn it down symbol, which is really weird because we were in a soundproof kind of professional style radio studio. So we were both like, what are these people doing?
Yeah.
But I think they might have just been waving at Janice saying like happy 1 year anniversary. Yeah. And we thought they were telling us to turn it down. So it was kind of a funny thing that was going on there.
Yeah.
We also saw Neville and Mary and those folks that do telepathic TV.
Oh, yeah. And they gave me a big hug and everything. My boyfriend David bought balloons, and pictures are on Facebook of my 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it was fun. I always like seeing Mary and Neville do their television. It's funny. I love walking into the television studio because they have that one area in the big studio room where it's a kitchen. So for anybody doing a cooking show, it's just a great atmosphere to be in. And we also had a visit, by the way. I think she's still on the line. Jessie, if you're there, we had a visit from her in person.
Yes, a delightful visit from Jessie.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jessie, the other gal on the line is Melissa, who used to be one of our hostesses here with us on Main Street Universe for a few weeks. I'm going to say it was about 7 or 8 weeks, maybe. Who knows how, you know, how time passes and you forget things.
5 months since I started.
Gosh, has it really already?
This is after.
I guess so.
Almost 5 months, yeah. So.
Well, yeah, Jessie, she wrote a book called Activating Compassion. She has a show on our network, on the Main Street Universe Network at midnight called Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And I'd like to take also this time, Jessie, you can go ahead and talk about your thing just for a second, if you will.
My thing on
what's your thing, Jessie? Yes.
Yeah. You know, actually, this week it's going to be a very nice, laid-back show, Daniel. This Friday night, and I'm going to be taking callers. So people who like readings, I'm going to be working with them with my coaching style of compassion principles, things like that. It's going to be all about the listeners this week. So if they've got questions, if they want to find out, get some insight on how to get their life going forward, relationships, work, whatever it is, they can call in and chat with and let me know what's going on. And we're doing readings on it, insight on it, advice how to make things work. Still got the compassion tour going on. I'm still hanging out in Berea, Kentucky right now, so that's kind of fun to just kind of be chilling out with a friend of mine here this week. But next week I'm back on the road again, and Monday and Tuesday I am going to be in Evansville, Indiana, and that is a fundraiser for Chiari. So people are going to learn how to use those principles of compassion in their life, how to make the changes that they want to make, how to get on their life path. And at the same time, the money's going to, 90% of the funds go to the International Chiari Association to help with research and building awareness about Chiari. And after that, I head on out to Arizona,
where I'm going to be wrapping up the tour. I've got a book signing at A Piece of the Universe in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's on Friday, November 9th. And that's from about 1 to 3 in the afternoon. I may be hanging out a little bit longer than that. We'll just have to see how many people are showing up and how that's going. And then on Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and the 11th of November, is the final event on the tour for 2012. Mm. And that is a fundraising event as well for Hopeful Hooves, which is a horse rescue that is in Arizona. They're in the Phoenix Valley area, and the event's actually going to be held in Scottsdale. And people can find out about all of those events at www.jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. And it's got the ones that are still listed there, and people who can't make it and they just want to say, hey, I want to help you get around to those fundraisers since you're giving so much of the money away, or just support the work and compassion that I'm doing, then they can go in and pick gift the tour option, and they can donate anything they want. It can be a dollar. It doesn't matter. And then I have different things that they can receive for doing that as well. So pretty cool stuff, and that I'm in the process of thinking out how the 2013 tour is going to play out. It'll probably be starting out in California, is my guess, around February sometime.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, and for those starting something, and Melissa, I wanted to share this with you as well. Jesse, a year ago, we were talking about a year, did not have a book. And now she has two books and has been on a tour. So, you know, things. The vegan pizza guy that I had on the show, similar thing. And his book is doing pretty well. He's actually selling, and he's been doing, after he did our interview, he did some bigger, big-time radio interviews with his Heart Healthy Pizza book. And he sold, I think, 1 month, he sold like 200 books. So, you know, at, you know, whatever it is, let's just guess and say it's, let's just say they're $10 a piece. That means he made $2,000.
Yes.
So, of course, he has to make the books. I mean, they have to, the price of it's self-published. But still, you know, it's taking off. He's taking off doing radio, I think a TV interview. I think he's going to be featured in a vegan, one of the best or most well-known vegetarian magazines. So some of the people here, you know, are all starting something new, just like Melissa mentioned, starting a new business. Mm-hmm. And a year later, again, they're not exactly, you know, as one. There used to be a great economist, some old grumpy old guy that I used to hear on AM radio in Maryland. And whenever something would do well, like an investment, he'd always say, and that's a... Now you're drinking on the beach, you know. It's always like, so I'm saying they're not exactly drinking on the beach, Rich.
Drinking on the beach.
But things are, you know, they take a while. When you start a business, it takes, you know, a couple years, you know. It
takes a while. They
know,
do.
They fail after the first two.
Yes. Jesse, I have a question.
Yeah.
Jesse? Yes. The fundraiser, the first one, what is that actually about?
Condition.
The books? The first set of books that I put out are based on compassion. And it's a lot of people think of compassion being such a huge, gigantic subject. You know, they think of it like you sit around, you go to a monastery, you pray 8 hours a day, that sort of thing. And it's really about the everyday person being able to change their life with it. So it's about learning how to, yes, do that, getting them thinking as compassion. But the principles, what it does is it helps us get into that space where we can become creators of our life.
And Denise was asking about the condition specifically, I think, the condition known as Chiari.
Chiari, yes.
Oh, Chiari. I'm sorry.
Chiari. I said it wrong. I'm an idiot. I apologize.
That's fine. My phone is a little hard to hear sometimes where I'm at with the phone I'm using, so sometimes I don't always hear things correctly. But Chiari is usually a genetic disease. I was actually talking with Daniel about this the other day, and it's actually more prevalent than, say, multiple sclerosis, some of these major diseases that we know, but it's not recognized as a disability. And what it is basically the brain is pressing down and compressing onto the top of the spinal column. And so somebody can be going through their life having a reasonably normal life, and then all of a sudden they might slip and fall, or they might be playing sports and twist something just wrong, and that will set off the chiari throughout the spinal column. And so it can actually create different things like fibromyalgia symptoms. A lot of times people that suffer from this will start off with very, very severe migraines, and it's hard for them to detect it because they just don't have a lot of research. But they're estimating that about 1 in 1,000 people have this disability. And as it progresses, they have not a lot of options. Like my high school friend, Theralyn Bunker, who is in Evansville, Indiana, where I'm going to be doing this particular fundraiser for them. She just now spends about 95% of her life in bed.
Ooh.
Because of this disease. It can create some symptoms where you're not really able to have stability in your body. She was one of the ones that went through a surgery. They do this surgery where they go in to the back of the neck and the back of the head, and they refer to it as kind of like a zipper head surgery, because when you look at the scars, it looks like a big zipper down the back of your head and neck. And a lot of people deal with some level of paralysis or different things. It's a little bit different for everybody. But the good thing is right now with this organization, they just did a big research hospital that went in Ohio near the, I believe it was near Cleveland, not too far away from there, within about an hour of there. And most of the money that comes in to them goes into research. And she's been very, very proactive in getting it, trying to get it designated as an actual disability, because like right now she can't claim disability. She's having to pull Social Security for this, and it's frustrating her because she's like, I want to work, but I can't, guarantee that somebody can, I can go. She's telling people like, I can't guarantee that I could go in and work every day in a 5-day work week,
right?
Or guarantee regular hours, because she never knows from day to day or even minute to minute sometimes, whether she's going to be doing okay or all of a sudden she's going to be wiped out because she's got to, go lay down.
And they say it's actually more common than MS, right?
Yeah. So about 1 in 1,000 people have this, and that's just what they can figure from the statistics they have now. So if you think about all those people out there, for example, that deal with really severe migraine headaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they could be dealing with chiari and not know it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that's
very
not even on the records with it. Yeah.
All right. Well,
and it's not one of those things you can just
definitely
say, well,
good luck with that.
Yeah. That's one of those things that you can't say, just eat better and it will make everything okay. We've learned with a lot of different diseases, including things like diabetes, that you can eat better.
Mm-hmm.
And clear those symptoms away, but that's not the case with chiari. And I will be putting them on the 2013 tour as well. The person that heads the International Chiari Association right now is based in Santa Barbara. So the 2013 tour will have a fundraiser for them in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Well,
that's
good. Yeah.
Good to see some animal rescue stuff going on, too. That's,
yeah, the horses. I love horses.
And, she had a good guest on that had Animal Rescue, one of her early episodes, actually. And Melissa, are you still there?
I am here.
And here comes the question you don't want me to ask, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, how far are you on your big novel? How's your writing going?
I thought it was going to be the love life, but
I have a good answer to this question. I finally have something that I am working on. And this was actually inspired by a friend of mine who has just got a production company up and running, this great little company called Quixotic Pictures, and they had a Kickstarter, which I posted on the Main Street Universe page, and I just want to say thank you to anybody who clicked and donated, because they met their goal, and their first feature film is going to be out. But right now I am working on a screenplay for a 3-part web series. That I plan to release using the same sort of format that they do. It's going to be 3 15-minute episodes. What I'm going to do is film the first episode, hopefully entirely with minimal fundraising, and then for the next 2 episodes, I'm going to have a Kickstarter campaign. So it's going to be like, if you want to see what happens next, donate, and we can have a really big budget web series with a battle scene. Basically, the screenplay is going to be about a group of people, essentially, who are in a kingdom that's been at war for a very, very long time, and these are the people who have sort of been left behind, the women, the children, the boys and the old men, everybody else is off to battle, and how this group of people defend themselves in this time and how they rise to the occasion. And basically, the concept for it actually comes in part from a sort of women's studies class I took my senior year of college about deconstructing motherhood. And basically the idea, one of the things that was addressed in this story is what happens to boys in wartime. And we were basically reading some essays from World War I and World War II where these very, I'm going to say right now, idiotic sociologists thought that with all of the men off at war, all of the boys were going to grow up very wussy and effeminate because they had no strong male role models in their lives.
And this is that doesn't happen at all. Anyhow, it works. I knew some of the hardest people I knew grew up without a father.
This is the premise for why organizations like Boy Scouts were founded. The Boy Scouts was actually founded to keep boys from becoming effeminate when their fathers were not around. Of course,
really?
What
was the Girl Scouts created for? Because I'm an ex-Girl
Scout. Girl Scouts were actually created
Girl power, yeah.
to train women to be battlefield nurses and WACS, Women's Air Corps people. Basically, these women would go over, and they wouldn't quite have these survival skills yet. So they were trained. Mm-hmm. They started Girl Scouts to give them the survival skills for these women to participate in a wartime environment.
Mm.
So Girl Scouts. I like that.
Yes,
I like
I
why they were
found.
But right now, I don't know if you've been following a lot of the scandals with Boy Scouts, basically actively booting out gay members of the Boy Scouts. The Eagle Scouts especially has recently
gone through their ranks. I have read it.
But so this is sort of an issue that I'm addressing in a sort of medieval quasi-fantasy setting where all the people that are left to defend this village are the women and the young men who have not had their fathers in their lives for many years, and how these people are really rising to the occasion to do that working together. This young boy who's the protagonist has to sort of have his perceptions changed because it's women preparing him for battle and women teaching him how to defend his home, and it's sort of his coming of age in a time where what it means to be not only a good man but a strong person, his perceptions of these things are really changing.
Mm.
So that's the screenplay I'm working on.
So
I have
a
good answer to your question.
So it's very good, and it sounds like a great concept. And it sounds like when the opposing army comes to fight these young men trained by their mothers for war, that they're going to be engaged with a lot of nagging questions, and the opposing army is just going to want to turn around and, you know, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Well, you're going to have to donate to the Kickstarter to find out, because I'm not going to have a budget for a big battle scene until then.
Yeah, okay.
That's good, though. It's interesting. Good to see that you're working on something. You seem to be passionate about it. Like you found like a niche. Like you're searching for an idea, and you kind of found something that you're passionate about. And I know that from our past, you know, conversations and on the show and stuff like that, that you had a bit of a passion involving the whole sort of male and female. issues in the way, even in ritual, how they're represented and what the realities are in society, and you know, what is masculine and what is truly feminine, and et cetera, et cetera. Because it's kind of interesting, because every person is sort of born female, or all, not exactly female, but we're born, like, almost born early on, something kind of in between male and female.
Yes.
And the extra testosterone in the chromosome is
See, Budapest talks about that. I've seen her twice, and she says everybody is female for the first, like, 15 days or 16 days or something. Then, I don't know if it's that long either, but I'm just saying what she said. And after that, you know, the protons split, and there's a certain bit of the population that volunteers, her words, not mine, appears to be male, and the rest stay female. So,
but, I can see myself volunteered. But,
that's her words, not mine.
It's pretty awesome being a guy, folks.
My interest is
to be a girl, thanks. So, you were saying something, Melissa?
My interest lies, and I explore a lot of this with my writing, and I mean, this is reinforced with a lot of people I know, is what, how much of that perceived split is cultural, how much of the supposed male behaviors you develop after that or female behaviors are what's trained
right.
by society. And my big example of this, and my biggest bane of my existence, is Toys R Us. You walk into a Toys R Us, and there's the pink section, and there's the blue section.
Yeah.
And the
That's
pink
such a
section
bad voice for
actually
anyway,
has
but...
the word girl written across on the top. They actually have shelves that say girls' toys and shelves that say boys' toys. Now, my favorite Christmas growing up was the one Christmas my mom let my dad buy all of the presents, because he got all the toys that he would want to play with us with, and he went over to the blue section. And he got us Hot Wheels, and he got us Creepy Crawlers, and he
I
got
love
us
Hot
Science
Wheels.
Lab Kit. Oh, I love Hot Wheels. And then my thing that really bothers me in this day and age, until pretty recently, a lot of the science toys and the athletic equipment, which, for me, growing up, those things, you know, gender neutral. I loved my telescope growing up. They're in
telescope.
And every now and then, you find something. You know, they'll put a couple of token science toys in the pink, in the girl section, to say, see, we have a pink science kit. We're okay, but more, the majority of it is in the boys section. I grew up with a really tight knit family, and my cousins and I were all kind of raised together. A toy that my boy cousin Danny loved to play with was the Easy Bake Oven. He loved to bake. He loved to cook.
Oh, I love my Easy Bake Oven. I had two.
I love them too.
There's a feature on Facebook about that. How many Easy Bake Ovens that you had? So.
He loved that. That's in the pink section. And now they've rebranded. These days they've kind of rebranded the Easy Bake Oven. There's a gender neutral version of it that has been put out. It's branded as like an Ace of Cakes oven. Because you have shows like Ace of Cakes and Cake Boss, where you've got
men doing all the baking and baking good, things, actually.
They had to rebrand these things in order to make them socially acceptable for boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an active process of rebranding.
And
you know,
I as well recognize that it's an interesting point. Because I imagine also, like, remember as a kid having the little, this one was a little dangerous maybe, but the little chemistry set.
Yep,
very dangerous.
I think most people would say, yeah, I think Dan had a chemistry set when he was a kid. And I continued with my chemistry experiments as a young adult. just sort of playing. And that would usually be in the boys' section. So, again, things involving chemistry, astronomy, even math. Oh, these are in the boys' section.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's a very interesting concept, and actually make a really good topic. Maybe Daniel and I can work on that.
Or you, Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
The leader.
Interesting, because it goes into many different facets. Because you have people who are men who want to be women or who feel that they're women. So we can go into different, like the sex changes and...
lots of them in the pagan world.
Yes.
lots of folks.
I'm getting a blank on what I wanted to say, but go ahead.
I'm a huge fan. Oh, sorry.
What did you say?
Are you going to say something? I'm a huge fan of the work of Raven Caldera, who is a trans man, female to male.
Yeah, transgendered.
Pagan.
That was the word. Yeah.
Transgendered. Transgendered is the word.
Yes.
And his book, Hermaphro Deities, which you can get, the e-books are like $5, is absolutely fantastic. I love that book. I cannot praise it enough when it comes to issues concerning transgendered pagans or people who are consider themselves genderless. Or third gender, he talks a lot about the concept of some people who are not and or, but are this third category of either neither or a little bit of both. And that one, if you're going to do a show on that, I totally recommend you read it. It's fantastic.
Okay.
All right. And what I'm going to do now, folks, and thanks, Melissa, and you seem to be, honestly, just by the sound of your voice, you seem to be in a much better place than the last time I think I conversed with you. You seem like...
I'm very happy.
At least in the right direction. Like, your energy feels strong. You're speaking with confidence. You're passionate about these things. And so I think you're going... I don't need to draw a card for this one. I think you're heading in the right direction. But what I'm going to do briefly is play a song, a brief song, a percussion song, because drums are fun. And this one is called Fury Dance, and we'll be right back.
On Main Street Universe.
Fury Dance. Fury Dance. And these buttons take a minute, as I said, sometimes when we're out here in the shed. So here, I'll help him start.
I used to climb trees too, Jesse.
Come on, Button. I need to go inside and get a drink of water. All right, how about this? That song seems like it's not meant to be, so I'm going to stop it. And I'm going to play instead... Wow, the show's board is acting up on me today, folks. How about we do this instead?
See, it happens in other radio formats, too. Remember when the machine didn't work for me?
That's right.
So?
On old media. That's what I call regular radio.
Yes.
The old media.
Old media.
We're on new media.
Again.
Well, I don't know if a song's going to come on, folks, but Janice is going to chit-chat with you because I desperately need a glass of water.
Okay.
So I will be back. If the song kicks on, Janice...
Then I'll be quiet and let the song go. Yes. Yes, I know how to... I'm a DJ. A board operator, they call us. So. Well, I have a shameless plug. Tomorrow night on World Reggae Party, which is my creation, we're going to have Mark Rowley, and he is part of Orphan Sunday, which is an international group of social workers, teachers, planners, and what they do is they gather up American families to adopt children starting from the age of one, going up until 18, foreign children for American families. And my take on this is that we're going to be talking about children from Haiti as well as Jamaica and the Congo being adopted by American families. Mr. Rowley is doing the Orphan Sunday part here in Northern Virginia, and he also works for a company called Change Who Waits, and they're trying to get children that live in the Commonwealth of Virginia to be adopted. And it goes all the way up to 18-2, I believe. And that's going to be from 1 to 3:30. But I don't remember the church, but that's going to be discussed tomorrow on the World Reggae Party. So it's going to be more of an interview with Mr. Rowley and a few other people. It'll be very limited music, but I feel that this is something that needs to go out into the community. So I'm hoping that you will all listen to World Reggae Party on Fairfax Public Access, 7 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll be talking to Mark Rowley with Orphan Sunday and Change That Waits.
And the songs, the buttons for the songs are still pressed and the songs still aren't on. They're not going to go on. I'm going to turn the volume down in case they come on by accident, which is weird. It's how it is out here in the studio sometimes because we're on wireless. But let's take this time, Janice. It's Samhain.
It's Samhain.
And, well, I just do this sometimes at rituals for whoever's present, at least. We did it once for Brett. We sent him gifts, a gift package one time.
Oh, a broom. Hey, I'm going to be like the Geico commercial. Thank you.
Take it.
Oh, cinnamon.
It's one of those cinnamon brooms.
Ah, very Shango, guys. Very Shango.
And?
Uh-oh. And another gift. Now, Daniel should know that middle children love gifts. So... Ah, Pablo Santo.
Pablo Santo.
Oh, very cool. I like it. It's an infinity symbol, I think.
And it's Celtic, and it's I like the two cats, you know, together.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Two cats.
Yeah.
And I got it one day, and then I started looking at it. And just, well, Melissa, just as she was talking about feminine and masculine, I was looking at it and I was like, this looks way too feminine for me.
But it's
a matter of what energy we have, right?
Yeah, it is a matter of what energy we have.
I don't know, but.
It's beautiful. I love it. Thank you.
Staring at it, and I was like, you know, I think Denise might like that.
Denise loves it.
And the Palo Santo, I always love to burn some of that.
Yes.
Has its own interesting scent.
Well, yes, I got an email from somebody on Facebook about when you're feeling that you're being besieged by evil spirits, and you can take that any way you want. Make sure that you have several pieces of Pablo Santo and circle your whole body with it. You know, make sure you have every bit touched by it. Then take a bath of sea salt and white vinegar. Then you go outside and you either burn or bury the Pablo Santo. So.
I know a lady who puts peppermint oil all over the entryways of her house.
Because
it keeps out mice. But I was wondering if it like doubled as a keeping out spirits,
but, yeah.
But he doesn't tell me that that's what it's for.
Yeah, hello.
Buying like 8 bottles of peppermint extract.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And she's putting it all over her house. It's a lady I know at work.
Cool.
But I've never heard. She said mice don't like it. Like certain rodents don't like it.
I guess they don't like the smell.
I guess, and she says it makes the house smell good too. So.
Oh, yes, it would. Yeah.
I've been told to keep spiders out. When I was in college, one of my roommates, actually a couple of my roommates, and this is perhaps back to the gender thing again, I lived with 3 guys, all of them were petrified of spiders, and I was the official spider killer. But one of them went around to every single room and anointed every, and I like spiders, that's the thing.
I don't like spiders either, I get David to kill them, but.
They covered the entire house, every window in the house with peppermint oil, because apparently spiders smell with their feet. And they don't like to walk on anything that smells that strong. So
interesting.
They use peppermint oil to keep the spiders out.
And I get a lot of spiders too, but mine are like the of the friendly variety that you kind of want to keep around. I used to have one that always showed up on my altar. And I had it looked great because I had a really small altar. That was it was just stacked wooden wine boxes, so the wooden surface area on the top really wasn't that big at all. And when there's a big spider on it, he just looked so present on it. Every once in a while, he would just be chilling out on one of the candles. Wait, don't stay there too long. I never bothered him. It was just so funny every once in a while. I think a spider would be kind of an impersonal feeling familiar, wouldn't it? But some people do it. Sounds like your phone, Janice. The battery is dying.
Oh, okay.
Just go ahead. And, it's okay. You can turn it off. And
oh, okay.
If you have something to say, we can. All right. I think we're still on the air, but we're just about running out of time, folks. Are you there, Melissa?
Yep.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be walking inside, and we're going to go ahead and close the show out. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Oh, Marcy also says Palo Santo is good for pests as well.
Good.
Yeah, I love the smell of that stuff. And dragon's blood is my favorite incense.
Oh, I love dragon's blood.
I'm going to be walking inside to turn.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Marcy, for what you did last night. Appreciate it.
And I'm heading in because the buttons on my internal computer in my room might work for turning the show off. I want to thank everybody for joining us. As you can hear me, maybe you can hear me walking across the yard, down into the basement on casual Wednesday here. And thank you, Melissa, for joining us once again. And thank you, everybody else, for joining us on Main Street Universe. Let's see if that song will play now when I press the button. Here it goes. Remember, it's a show reminding you that the mystery and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Thank you, Lynn.